What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday, the 29th of June. Nearly the end of June. Nearly the end of lockdown. Nearly, that is, next weekend the bars are open. Thank fuck for that. The bars... Actually, I haven't got anybody to fucking go out with next weekend. I better find somebody quick. What are you up to? What are you doing next weekend? But yeah, the bars... I'll tell you what, I'll just go out by myself if that's the case. I'm not going to miss out on the first party of the fucking season. Of course I'll have people to go out with. I'm jesting. Everybody, they're knocking at my fucking door. They're knocking now, trying to make plans. I'm having to ignore them. I'm having to turn the phone off. It's too many people. But yeah, anyway, it's got all open again at the weekend. Hopefully the weather's good because it's pissing down at the minute. It's windy. It's pissing down. That's why my hair's a little bit windswept. Because I've ran straight in. Straight onto the podcast. I haven't even put, I haven't done my makeup, my TV makeup and everything. That's, if you're listening on the podcast, that's because there's a video. Pay attention, there's a video on YouTube. If you're interested, get over there, tell other people. There's videos and there's mini videos. I don't know how many times I've got to say it, but nobody watches them. I'm the only watcher, I'm my fucking biggest fan. Because I have to watch them just to check that everything's okay. And I think I'm the only person watching them at the moment. But that's all right. I like me and I like what I say. Anyway, let's move on to... Boris Johnson's saying that there's going to be a government launch... The government are launching a fresh drive to tackle the obesity crisis in the country. So they're going to be doing like... And he's showing his own... willing because he's on a diet and he's doing a load of press ups in his shirt and tie, pumping a bit of iron in the Downing Street on the Downing Street floor. He's basically saying that they're trying to do more fitness schemes and increase healthy eating and all that kind of stuff, offering gastric bands and whatever. Well, are you also introducing what's it called? Chlorinated chicken. So there's a fucking step in the wrong direction if you're going to do that. From the American trade deal, they're trying to get chlorinated chicken in here. We don't fucking want that. That's poison for starters. But anyway, they should tell people to watch all the films like What the Health Cowspiracy, what's it called, Forks Over Knives, Earthlings, all those kind of films. Game Changers, watch all them. There you go. I've just fucking put an extra curriculum on there. But they won't do that because that is all against the meat industry and against the dairy industry and against the, about the abuse of animals and stuff. So they're hardly going to do that because the fucking meat industry and the dairy industry, which are struggling, well, the dairy industry is, are fucking not going to let that happen. So Boris Johnson will end up with a fucking cow horn in his bed, cow head in his bed. Or like it'll be ripped apart like by a load of foxhounds, like on a fox hunt, and you won't know. It'd be like a Cluedo, who done it? Who killed Boris Johnson with the foxhounds or with the fucking cow's horn up his ass? Got to be somebody in the countryside. I know. Let's get Columbo on it. He'll find out. There was a fucking cow shit put through the letterbox first. Columbo is going to piece it all together. Just one more thing. Why is the milk delivery seems to still have come and they've charged still for the milk delivery. I think it was the milkman. There you go. But anyway, it's a good thing that everybody's going to be told not to be fat. I mean, it's long overdue anyway, isn't it? I mean, people just don't get educated on food properly. You learn as you get older, didn't you? But unhealthy eating is like, it's cheap, it's fast, and it tastes good, but it's fucking, unfortunately, a load of shit, and not many people will fucking switch to something that is probably not to their taste buds because it's healthier, unfortunately, because you get programmed. Are you programmed Domino's Pizza? If you're programmed to Domino's Pizza, then you're a fucking fool. Because it's like 20... I don't know about country you're in, but here, it's like £20 for two pizzas. That is a fucking rip-off. Two big... just two pizzas. The healthier pizza places, like the proper Italian ones, they're like a tenner. So, you know, what are you going to do? You got to fucking, you can have a better pizza for a tenner. Anyway, let's get off that. Who am I? I'm not the fucking one. I'm not even working for the government. I want fucking paid money. Putting you on my podcast. This is meant to be about comedy, not talking about fucking Boris Johnson's, what's he called? Healthy eating plans and whatever. I mean, you have to follow his suit because he's overweight. So if he loses weight, because he's out jogging in that now, and I saw him jogging with the dog the other day around Buckingham Palace because he had to do it. Because he thought, any time he goes out walking down the street, people throw things at him. So he can't, he has to jog around with about servicemen, or the, what's it called, the bodyguards all around him. Stopping like the milkshakes and the fucking, I don't know, empty McDonald's wrappers hitting him on the head and whatever else. In between the stars, but everybody heard of this new thing called Cameo, where they got like wealthy people on there charging for you to say something to one of their loved ones. And fucking Ian Rush is getting in on there. Ian Rush, the ex-Liverpool player. Now Liverpool are like, have just won the title. Ian Rush is like charging. He's one of the most expensive. He's charging £132 for him to say a message to one of your loved ones. So really, it's a bit fucking tight to double the price, because the Liverpool fans are going to be fucking begging for that. You know, they love Ian Rush. He's like a god in like Liverpool. Him and Kenny Dalglish. There's two gods, and and that's them. And one of the gods is charging 132. He's almost like a televangelist, because he's charging for his godly appearance on his message to one of your loved ones. But anyway, what's his name? James Buckley from The Inbetweeners. He's charging people £41 to call them bus wankers, which is like, you ever seen The Inbetweeners when they call them bus wankers? Bus stop wankers or bus wankers. So people are paying him that to tell one of their loved ones to call him a bus wanker. That's fucking brilliant. I'd even do it. I don't need these. I've got no one to fucking to send one of those to. I'll get someone to call someone a proper wanker. I've got plenty of people to call him, you fucking wanker. You owe me money. Wayne says you owe him fucking money. I have to get maybe Vinnie Jones or some fucking gangster type to get on there and go, you owe fucking Wayne some money. And if you don't fucking start coming up with the fucking readies, then we're going to have a talk to your kneecaps and have a talk to putting dog shit through your letterbox. Let's talk about that. But anyway, they don't listen to this podcast, unfortunately, so we'll have to send the message out for a smoke signal, maybe, first. And then maybe someone can go and, you know, have a word through the letterbox, tell them what's going to happen. Anyway, what's going to happen? So he's made £100,000. I'll call you a wanker for free. I'll call you all a wanker right here and now. That's a freebie. For future, if you want me to call any of your loved ones a wanker, I can do it on Cameo. I'll do it for half the price. He's charging £41. I'll do £25. And I'll call anyone you like a wanker. I might get there one day. Anyway, first of all, who wants to find a G-spot? Men finally worked out why men can never find the G-spot. Scientists have finally worked out why men can never find the G-spot. Is this on a man or on a woman? But anyway, it doesn't exist. The G-spot doesn't exist. So if you're going to spend all your life searching for it like the Holy Grail, it doesn't exist. It's the erogenous zone. Different people have different feelings in different areas, isn't it? So sometimes you might think you've got it. And then other times you might think you fucking, it's like, where the fuck is it? It's like the spot the ball. You know, spot the ball that used to be in the newspaper, where like there's a picture of two people looking up, and you got to draw an X where the ball should be. That's fucking like, and you never, ever, 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 ever get it right. in hundreds of attempts, you'll never get it right. And that'd be the same with the G-spot. I don't know about you. I've got a fucking, I'm like the original G. I'm like, I get it every time. Bang. I'm like fucking bullseye. But I'm just saying that there isn't one. It just comes down to how everybody's feeling on the night, isn't they? And some people try and trick you and say that the man's G-spot is up his backside. I think that's gay people trying to get one on you if you're straight, trying to go, come on, I'll show you. I'll show you exactly where it is. and take a straight man to heaven and back through his G-spot that he didn't know he had. But really what it is that he's never admitted that he's got gay feelings, and when they take him to town, he enjoys it too much. Okay. I tell you what, I think I am Columbo myself. I am the detective. Or I'll just fucking... not that I've ever been in that situation, by the way. Tony Blair has admitted he's never done any domestic chores for 23 years. He's been too busy blowing up Iraq and fucking dealing with his aftermath of weapons of mass destruction and being paid a fortune for giving talks. Who the fuck wants to hear Tony Blair talk once he's done and out of power? But he does. He goes around the country, around the world, giving talks for about 100 grand. And people are paying it. Fuck me. I'm free. I mean, I'll charge next to nothing for that. You know, imagine him being on Cameo. I would like to say, yes, there's no weapons of mass destruction. There was no weapons of mass destruction. I wanted to pay you 100 quid to say there was no weapons of mass destruction. He won't say it. He will just skirt around it. He's the fucking master of not answering a question. So why the fuck do I want him on any talk, Q&A question, you know, dinner and dances that he goes on? Fuck knows. But he's answered this one truthfully. He's never done a chore in 23 years. Never lifted a finger around the house, been shopping, or even driven a car since he came to power. That is one lazy bastard. Tony Blair, lazy bastard. That should be on his headstone by his wife. As soon as his wife, like, he fucking kills him off. She'll die first because she's doing all the housework. But if he dies first through her poisoning him because she's had enough of his fucking lazy bastardness, she'll put that on his head. Here lies Tony Blair, lazy bastard of the Blair house, laziest bastard of the Blair house, laziest bastard in the country. I don't think he can fucking, there's going to be many blokes who haven't lifted a finger in 23 years. And she'll also put, and by the way, there were no weapons of mass destruction. He told me while we were having sex one night, and he thought that would hit my G-spot, and he didn't, because I was disgusted, and I've pushed him off me, and we didn't have sex then for a long time. That's why I look grumpy, and why he looks miserable. Anyway, that's Tony Blair, the laziest bastard in the country. Anyway, singing songs can make you happy. Singing feel-good songs can make you look younger. Tell you what, there you go. Singing what? Feel-good songs. That's why I've been singing Agadoo all day. That's why I look so young today. But if you're singing pop songs like Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, Don't Stop Me Now by Queen, Spinning Around by Kylie, all of them are going to put a smile on your face and make you look younger. Anti-aging songs, that's what they're calling them. I tell you what, they're all shit. Apart maybe the Queen one, but they're all shit. I wouldn't sing any of them. Because I'd rather look older than fucking walk around singing them. You know, it's not my kind of music. I suppose it just depends on the music you're into. If you're into heavy metal, you're not going to fucking look younger by singing a Wham song. You're just going to look pissed off. So yeah, I'd stick to, you sing Stairway to Heaven or Bat Out of Hell. You know, the cheesy bastards can sing, what's it called, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, or A Zigga Zigga by Spice Girls. That fucking infamous tune that fucking put them on the map, that should have fucking been destroyed. And they're still fucking going strong. They're still living. They're still earning millions off that fucking piece of shit. Can't believe it. Anyway, so some people might get off singing that. Me, I'll be singing fucking Curtis Mayfield, or I might be singing Marvin Gaye, or I might be singing James Brown, or I might be singing, who else might I sing? I might be singing Charles Bradley. So there's four names you might catch me singing or whistling, and that's why I look young. That's my oil of Yule. What's it called? A bungling thief left his fingerprints on a can of beer. Getting too cosy when he's burgling somebody's house. He like opened a can of beer out of the fridge and was fucking having a drink while he was doing there. So I'll have a nice beer, boy. I'll have cold beer. I've worked up a sweat nicking all your stuff. So I'm going to crack open a fucking can of Red Stripe out the fridge. But the idiot left his fucking DNA on it and they caught him. Good. Fucking idiot. Oh, his fingerprints even, not even his DNA. So if he's sweating, that's going to leave all the more of a fingerprint, isn't it? And a nice cold can, that's going to leave a nice good imprint. And he got caught. That's good. But unfortunately, oh, he got sentenced to 14 months. It's about time to start fucking throwing people in prison for burglary. Take the piss, that does it. Half the time, they'll just get away with, like, you can do about 100 and still not go to prison. Anyway, good. And then what if you, so they got the, half the time, you don't get the fucking stuff back, though, do you? Got him caught, though. That's good. Maybe you can, he'll be gagging for a beer now. No, he's nice or not. While he's sitting in his cell with his three fucking big guys in there who want to fuck him, who are anti-burglars, who are just going to fuck him, even though they're not gay, just because he's a burgling little fucking shit. That'll be like thinking back to when their mum got burgled once, and they'll be like, right, I'm going to teach you a lesson. We're in here for fucking violence against fucking idiots like you, vigilantes. But put them in the vigilante cell, that's the best way. Like Chopper. You know, Chopper, the Australian guy, he used to go around killing, fucking, torturing drug addicts and, not drug addicts, drug dealers and murderers. Anyway, what's, where are we going? I lost my train of thought there for a second. Don't worry, I'm a professional. I'm not going to edit it. I'm going to leave that in. L'Oreal is vowing to remove such... L'Oreal is vowing to remove words such as whitening from its beauty products amid protests over racism. I'll get a fucking grip. The French cosmetics giant announced it's losing terms including white, whitening, fair, fairness, light and lightening from all skin eveners. That's fucking taking the piss. I mean, nobody's even offended by that. You're like being offended for people. What person is going to be offended by those words apart from some fucking woke, extremely liberal, white fucking middle class twerp? You know, I can't imagine any black person's going to be offended by that at all. The word white and whitening. You got to get a grip. That's like saying I should be offended or not be able to say the word black or black people or black, you know, black coffee. You know, you can't. It's ridiculous. It's a word, and the words aren't fucking racist. So you really are, you know, taking it to another level doing shit like that. You're making us all like live on a fucking bouncy castle where, like, you know, everything all like everything's in cotton wool. Like a big cotton suit where you can't bounce into people and everyone's going to get hurt. So everybody's like, you know, super safe. I mean, stick to fucking where it is offensive. That's the fucking best thing. When it's offensive, then call it out to people. But, you know, calling somebody, you know, call it that racist, or has anybody even fucking complained about it? You are just, you're giving yourself work as well at the end of the day. Anyway, last one I'm going to do. Hot and sweaty swingers are going to be turned away when the fetish club reopens because there's a ban on sex. So they should have kept that quiet because they're going to lose a lot of people. They're not even going to turn up now. But you're just going to they're going to turn up and go, like, plan to get fucking down. They've got about a hold all full of fucking condoms and, like, you know, sexy underwear and whatever. And all of a sudden they're going to say there's no shagging going on. It's a COVID thing, so all we're having is a drink and a chat. No thanks. I'll give that a miss. The last time I don't want to fucking turn up at a club and have a chat with a load of old blokes with fucking ponytails and beards and old women with too much makeup. I'm sure it's not like that. I'm sure there's some right fucking funky little places, but I'm trying to talk myself out of going to a swingers bar, even though it's you are curious to see what goes on. Anyway. So if you are off to the fetish club, Extasia, adult hotel, at the moment it's just a hotel, not an adult hotel, because no shagging, no G-spot searching going on. You'll have to play, what's it called? A game of like distance swing, what's it called? Oh, bollocks, what's that game? Twister. You can't even play Twister. That's like a game when everybody's all twisted up all over each other. Can't even do that. Sounds boring. So you might as well just shut it until the club, until swinging gets back into swinging style. That's bullshit. I think they've just put that for the paper. They're going to open the door. Everyone's going to go in. Everyone's going to be tested, first of all. And then all of a sudden, it's going to be business as usual. and they're going to go, shh, don't say anything, because they're all nymphomaniacs. They're going to be able to keep a fucking lid on it. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. That's my opinion. Like it a long bit. If you are off there, enjoy yourself. Just remember, be safe. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.